USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to new numbers from Customs and Border Patrol, there's a new surge of families trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Acting Deputy Director of ICE, Matt Elbin, says human traffickers are capitalizing on the recent surge of migrants trying to get into the United States.
Our first and primary goal is the safety and security of these children. These children are being victimized. We know they're being trafficked. We know they're being recycled and sent back across the border numerous times to be rented by these cartels and by these organizations.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is facing shareholders for the first time since two deadly crashes forced the grounding of the aviation giant 737 MAX jetliners.
We recognize the devastation to the families and friends of the passengers and crew members and extend our deepest sympathies to all of them.
Muilenburg also tells investors in Chicago they can have confidence in the future of Boeing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now at the highest level for the year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The high gasoline prices are being blamed on a number of refineries switching to the more expensive summer blend, and the cost of crude oil this week hit $20 a barrel. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest prices.
Average gas prices up 4.4 cents per gallon in the U.S. in the last week and currently stand at $2.89 per gallon. That's the highest tally of 2019.
While the national average is $2.89, motorists in California are paying $4.08. That's the highest for them since 2014. I'm John Clemens.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband are among the dozen parents being arraigned on new charges in the college admissions scandal. The 16 defendants were recently indicted for conspiring to commit fraud and money laundering. The hearing is taking place in Boston, but Loughlin is not expected to appear. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
It was a historic weekend at the box office. One movie shattered box office records. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
Avengers Endgame demolished box office records with a stunning $350 million in North America and $1.2 billion worldwide. Disney Marvel's fourth and final Avengers superhero movie has captivated moviegoers, accounting for more than four out of every five tickets sold domestically. Other movies in the lineup, Captain Marvel, The Curse of La Llorona, Breakthrough, and Shazam, all made under $10 million. The movie grossed nearly $100 million higher than the previous record set by Avengers: Infinity War. At last count, Avengers Endgame has broken 144 box office records. The film is also being shown at more theaters than ever before, despite it being a three-hour movie.
Hours after being drafted by the New York Giants, a football player was shot and injured in Topeka, Kansas, that also left a Washburn University player dead. Police say Corey Ballantyne was involved in a shooting early Saturday and was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is expected to recover. The Giants released a statement saying they've spoken with Ballantyne, who was selected in the sixth round by the Giants, and he's recovering in the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.